Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's cap. It's August 10th, and I'm wearing a Brooklyn Dodgers New Era 5950 with a Jackie Robinson 75-year side patch purchased in-store at Lids. On this date, in 1990, Enrico Attilio Lavagetto died in Orinda, California at the age of 77. This Giovinato signed his first pro contract with his hometown Oakland Oaks, owned by Victor Cookie DiVincenzi. The 20-year-old Lavagetto was soon known as Cookie's Boy, and then he himself, forever thereafter, Cookie. A four-time All-Star for the Dodgers from 38 through 41, he served his country during the war, losing four seasons and, unfortunately, much of his skill. But not all of it. 1947 World Series, the first with a black man between the white lines. Ebbets Field Game 4, the Bronx Bombers up 2-1 on dem bums. Bottom 9, 2 out, 2 on, down a run. Dodgers skipper Bert Schotten sends Cookie up to pinch hit for Eddie Stanky, who had an 0-for so far that day, just like everyone else in the lineup. To this point, the World Series has never seen a no-hitter, but Yanks hurler Bill Bevins is just one out away, although he'd walk 10, setting a postseason record that still stands. Lavagetto would line an 0-1 pitch over the head of right fielder Tommy Henrik, Cookie's final major league hit, scoring 2 and unleashing bedlam in Brooklyn. Cookie was the first of two men to end a World Series game with a hit when his team was an out away from losing. The other? Fellow Dodger Kirk Gibson, 41 years later.